All right, as you continue to breathe the vagus nerve breathing technique for a little while yet, filling your lungs comfortably and making sure that your exhale is much longer than your inhale. And as you do so, you find that not only is your body calming down, your mind is calming down too, as fewer and fewer distracting thoughts come to the fore, as you find yourself with fewer and fewer thoughts other than the thought of having a very good, effective hypnosis session. And having experienced hypnosis many, many, many times before, and the simple act of recalling all those times where you went deep into trance, the mere act of remembering is a form of reliving. And when you are reliving the sensations, mental, emotional, physical sensations of trance, when you are reliving those things, you are by default experiencing trance right now, just by recalling all those times when you were deep into trance. Whether you recall them consciously or subconsciously, doesn't matter. It could be that you remember all of the sensations of deep trance at an unconscious level, whereas your conscious mind may not recall. It doesn't matter whether it's conscious and or subconscious. Your consciousness recalls the sensations of deep trance as you invite deeper levels of relaxation now. This is your time to rest. This is your time to give your nervous system a time out, a time to relax, unwind, and just let go. You don't have to solve anything or figure anything out. You don't have to make any decisions. This time is just for you to rest, to feel safe, and to gently reconnect with yourself. So go ahead now and let your body find that comfort. If it's already there, that's great. Feeling supported enough. Not perfect, but just good enough for right now. And with your eyes closed now, let your whole system unwind and relax for a little while. The outside world can move into the background. The outside world can be the sound of cars going by, or a dog barking somewhere, or a fire truck going by with its siren full blazing. It doesn't matter what the background sounds are. They are background, and you allow them to be as you focus exclusively on the sound of my voice, the tone of my voice, the words that I'm saying, the meaning behind the words that I'm saying, and the intent behind it all. The intent which is healing. Healing what needs to be healed. And the only thing that matters right now is to just be gentle with yourself. You don't have to be on. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to hold anything together. You are allowed to just be here, exactly as you are. Begin to notice your breathing, the air coming in, the air flowing out. You don't have to force your breath to change. Just allow it, gently, to slow down a little bit so that each exhale becomes naturally just a touch longer than the inhale. Naturally, easily, effortlessly, almost like a soft sigh of relief as your body says, yes, I can rest for a bit. With each slow breath out, imagine releasing one thin layer of tension. Nothing dramatic, nothing pressured. Just easing the load by a small notch each time. You may notice your shoulders dropping a little, your jaw loosening, the muscles around your eyes softening, your forehead becoming smoother. And if there's a place in your body that feels tight or sore or heavy, you don't have to fight it. Just breathe through it, as if you are sending that place a gentle wave of kindness. In this moment, you can soften. In this moment, you can rest. Now, let your attention move to the top of your head, your scalp, your forehead, the space between your eyebrows. Allow that area to soften, as if a warm, caring hand is smoothing away worry lines. Down around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. If your teeth are touching, you can gently separate them so the jaw can hang just slightly, and all those hard-working muscles can begin to release. Relax. Now your neck, the back of your neck, the sides, and the front of the throat. Imagine a gentle, warm light there, bringing comfort to all the places that have held back words and swallowed feelings. Letting them know you are seen and you are safe here. Let this soothing feeling move into your shoulders, your upper back, across your shoulder blades and into your chest. With each breath, imagine that your chest is opening just a little more, creating space for your heart to breathe, to stretch, to rest. Now feel that relaxation flowing down your arms, into your elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and all the way to the tips of your fingers. Your hands may grow warmer, heavier, or pleasantly numb. Whatever they feel is just right for you. Now your upper back, mid back, lower back, the whole length of your spine, with every exhale, imagine the muscles along your spine letting go a little more, releasing the task of holding everything up for everyone else. For these minutes, you don't have to hold anyone. You are the one being held. Let your awareness drift into your abdomen, the area around your stomach, and into your hips. Any tightness in the belly can gently unwind, as if you're loosening a belt that has been too tight for far too long. Your hips, pelvis, and buttocks, all the areas that carry you through stress, can become heavier, more grounded, more supported by what you're sitting or lying on. And now, down through your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, all the way into your toes. Your whole body has permission to let go a little more with each breath. And if some areas don't relax fully, that is completely okay. They can just rest. They can rest just as they are, knowing they don't have to work so hard during this time. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine a gentle, safe path in front of you. It could be a garden path, a forest trail, a sandy beach, or a quiet hallway. Whatever feels comfortable and natural for you. See yourself standing at the beginning of this path. feel your feet on the ground and sense that with each step you take. You move further away from other people's expectations and closer to a quiet inner room that belongs only to you. In a moment, I'll count down from 10 down to 1. With each number, imagine taking one step along this path. With each step, you move further away from pressure and criticism and deeper into safety and calm. 10, taking the first step. 9, the air around you becomes softer. 8, each step is a choice for kindness toward yourself. 7, drifting more inward now. 6, your body softening as your mind follows. 5, halfway, feeling safer, more protected inside. 4, far from the noise of judgment and blame. 3, seeing a doorway ahead, the entrance to your sanctuary. 2, reaching out to touch the handle. 1, stepping inside and gently closing the door behind you. You now find yourself in a quiet inner room. This room belongs to you. Here, you are accepted as you are. Here, your heart is allowed to rest. Notice the room, the colors, the light, the textures. Maybe there is a comfortable chair or sofa, a soft blanket, a window with a peaceful view. Let this room become real for you. This is your inner refuge, your nervous system's place of calm. As you rest in this inner room, you might sense how tired you truly are. Tired of holding yourself together. Tired of trying to deserve affection or appreciation. Tired of wondering if you can keep living this way. In this room, You don't have to push that truth away. You can acknowledge it as a clear signal from your heart and from your body. Your body and emotions have been saying, I can't live like this. Because you've been asked to carry too much for far too long. Anyone with your depth of caring and sensitivity, your love of connection and harmony, would feel exactly as you do in this situation. So here in this room, let a gentle, understanding presence speak to you as if a wise friend or a loving presence sits beside you and places a warm hand on your shoulder. And in that presence, you hear the words being said to you. It makes sense that your heart feels sore. It makes sense that you feel exhausted and torn. Your reactions are sane and understandable. Your emotions are valid. You matter. Allow those words to flow into you and notice how your body responds. Maybe a deeper breath, a little more softness, a sense that your experience is finally being honored. Now, as you sit in this room, you might sense that you are not truly alone here. Whether you call it God, Source Energy, your Creator, your inner being, or the Universal Mind, there is a loving presence that has walked with you through every moment of your life. Imagine now that this presence becomes more noticeable, perhaps as a soft light, a warmth in the room, a sense of being gently held from within. You don't have to see it clearly. You might just feel it, or simply allow the idea of it to be true for a moment. I am not an abandoned soul. God, Source, my Creator, the Universal Mind, is aware of me. I am seen, I am heard, and I am loved. let that awareness sink in. This loving presence knows your whole story. Every sacrifice, every tear in the car and elsewhere, every moment you stayed and tried again, every time you hoped things would finally change. And this presence looks at you with pure tenderness and says, "You are precious. You have always been enough. Your worth is not measured by how much pain you can endure. You deserve kindness, warmth, and respect simply because you are you." Take a slow breath and let that truth touch you deeply. In a moment, I'll be asking you to imagine placing your hand gently over your heart. Just imagine you doing so now. Now, very softly, imagine lift your hand and rest it softly on your chest. Feel the warmth of your hand, the gentle pressure, and your heartbeat beneath your palm. From now on, in your everyday life, when you're awake and conscious, whenever you place your hand in this way, it can become a signal to your whole system that you are not carrying everything alone. As your hand rests there, all these words to float through your mind, allow these words to float through your mind in a way that feels natural and true for you. God, Source, is here with me now. My Creator knows me and loves me. My inner being understands my feelings. The universal mind gently guides me. I am supported as I move toward clarity, step by step. You can choose whichever word feels most comforting. God, Source Energy, my Creator, my inner being, the universal mind. Let these phrases whisper quietly inside. God Source is here with me now. I am loved and supported. My feelings are valid. I am guided toward clarity, step by step. And in the coming days, Anytime you feel overwhelmed, feel numb, or caught in the thought, I can't live like this, you can pause. Place your hand over your heart and let this gesture remind you, I am held by something greater than this situation. I am loved. I am guided. I am moving one step at a time toward what is kind and true for me. You don't have to fix everything in that moment. You simply reconnect with the support of God's source, your inner being, and let that support hold you from the inside. Now imagine for a moment that some time has passed. You have continued these sessions. You have honored your emotions. And you have practiced returning to your inner room and using your hand on heart anchor. See a future version of yourself in the days and weeks and months to come. Notice how she moves through the day, her shoulders a little lighter, her eyes a bit brighter, her body feeling more at home, more at ease. She may still be in the middle of questions and transitions, yet something inside her feels steadier, more anchored in God, Source, her inner being. See this future you place. See this future you place your hand on your heart in a challenging moment. She pauses. She breathes. And you can feel her remembering, I am loved and supported. I am guided. I can choose what is kind to me. Let that image become a quiet promise, a direction your unconscious mind and your spirit can move toward, step by gentle step. Take a last look around your inner room, knowing that this place remains available to you. Anytime you wish, you can close your eyes, take a few slow breaths, and return here to rest. To be understood, to reconnect with God, Source, your inner being. You might also sense that the loving presence, whatever name you give it, remains with you, even when you leave this room, walking beside you in all the days ahead. In a moment, I will count from 1 up to 5. With each number, you can gently come back to the full waking awareness, bringing with you a sense of calm, a sense of spiritual support, and the beginning of a new habit of self-compassion. One, slowly returning to the present moment. Two, feeling energy gently returning to your arms and legs. Three, becoming aware of the chair or surface under you, the room around you. Four, taking a deeper breath in, maybe moving your fingers and toes. Five, when you're ready, you can open your eyes, bring back with you softness and the knowing that you are loved, supported, and guided. Take your time, and when you're ready, you can look around the room, carrying this inner gentleness with you.